Okay. Good evening. This is Nancy Sorden, Pro Tem Chair of the Pacifica National Board, and this is the open session of the Pacifica National Board, January 11th, 2018. It is now 8:56. Mr. Secretary, will you please take the roll?
Sure. Okay. Grace here?
Grace? Here. Here.
Let's see. Okay. Jonathan? Sandra? No? David Beaton? Jim Brown?
Here.
John is here. Adriana? Kirsten?
I'm here. Thank you.
Jim is here. Bill Crozier?
Here.
Bill Crozier is here. Okay. Catherine Davis?
Here.
Davis is here. Benita Diaz?
Present.
Diaz is here. Wanda Garner?
Present.
Garner is here. Jane Goodman? No. Okay. Serena Jacobs?
Here.
Jacob is here. Kim Roper?
Here.
Roper is here. Okay. Robert Mark?
Robert Mark?
I'm talking about Dwayne Mark. I'm sorry.
Present.
Okay. Present. Okay. Shereen Roberts?
Present.
Shereen Roberts?
Present.
Present. Okay. Mansoor Sabah?
Hazir.
Mansoor is here. Okay. Sheehan Scruggs? Okay. Sheehan is time on. Nancy Sorden?
Here.
Okay. Nancy is here. And Alex Steinberg? Prize Alex? Steinberg is here. Tamaka is here. Tenda. Which Tenda?
Hello.
Okay, Tenda is here. Andrea Turner? Well, if Andrea Turner says she's not going to be able to make it. Mascara?
Present.
Washington? Okay, Mascara is here. So we have 17 people. So we have four. Okay, Nancy, go ahead. So we have an agenda that was sent in by Serene a little bit earlier, so we can go over that.
Okay. So could you read the agenda that was sent in by Serene?
Okay, I'll go.
The bare bones. Sorry about that. The bare agenda we have before this was agenda approval, minutes approval. That was all we have so far. But then Serene sent in her agenda, and please read that.
Let's see now. Hang on a second. Let's see. Okay, so Serene, okay, I just want to let you know that Serene sent her agenda today at 6:36 Eastern Time. So if you don't get 6:36 Eastern Time, 3:36 Pacific Time, you'll find the agenda that Serene has sent to all of us. Okay? But anyway, I'll read it. It's even quick. First item is...
This is the agenda that for the meeting that starts at 8:45 p.m. It's on the calendar right now. Right. Okay.
Right. Okay. So the... First item is just the standard total of the roll call. Number two is actually agenda approval, 10 minutes. Number three is minute approval for the January 4th. Then number four is a pro tem chair report. Number five, 15 minutes, is 2016 delegate election ballot recount results. And then number six is 10 minutes is motion regarding the KPFA delegate replacement and PMD listener director's election. Number seven is 15 minutes for communications motions. Number eight is 5 minutes for affiliate director's election update. And then number nine is adjourned to a closed session. So that's the agenda.
Madam Chair.
Who's speaking?
Doreen Roberts.
Doreen Roberts, you have the floor.
Okay, so for people who are trying to follow the stream, the agenda is posted with the meeting notice at kpstx.org. It was posted earlier, but then, I don't have a laptop I'm working to work with, so I apologize for getting it out to the rest of you later, but I posted it hoping people would, you know to go there to see it. And I had to retype it all on a phone to get it out to you, so forgive its lateness.
Thank you very much for all those efforts.
Madam Chair, Adriana Cosme.
Yes, Adriana, you have the floor.
And Benito to the staff.
The agenda that was read didn't have the time for any of the issues, and at the end said adjourned to executive session, time certain, 10:15 p.m. Eastern time. That is part of the agenda that was sent, and every item had the time for it, okay? And wasn't read for the stream.
Okay. Oh, where did it go? Oh, there it is. Okay. Okay, right. So, yeah, agenda approval is 10 minutes. Minutes approval, 5 minutes. Pro tem chair report, 5 minutes. Delegate election ballot recount, 5 minutes. Motion regarding KPFA delegate replacement and PMB listener directors election, 5 minutes. Communications motion, 5 minutes. Affiliate director election, 5 minutes. Adjourn.
Yep. 9:30. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
You're looking at the wrong agenda.
I'm looking at the wrong agenda. I'm sorry.
I know what I sent out. You can just look for it on kpftx.org. I mean, I don't think people necessarily.
Oh, okay.
We can just announce the time of the item when we get to it. Everybody has it. Everybody on the board has it. Dwayne may not have it. Well, he should. I sent it to his LSB. I would like to move the agenda.
Wait a minute. We're not there yet. I'm sorry.
Request for information.
All right. What's your request for information? What's your request for information, Benito?
Yeah, I'm confused about which agenda we're talking about. She mentioned that Serene sent.
Okay, I think I can solve your problem. Do you have a computer in front of you?
That's what I'm looking at.
Okay, if you go to the KPFK.
No, I can't. I don't know how to do that. I need to see an agenda on the inbox. And all I see is from 7:26.
Serene, what time did you send it? She just sent it. All right.
The time stamp I'm looking at is 6:36 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah. And she also sent a link to it, to the calendar. That's her very last post.
Okay. Is the one at 7:26 the same thing?
Three?
If it came, I only send one agenda to the board, to everyone. So if it has my name as the sender, then it's the right agenda. I don't know why it would have taken an hour to get to you, but.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. The next thing on the agenda after roll call, actually, is to select timekeepers. Anyone volunteer to be a timekeeper?
Wait a minute,
Juanita. We're not at agenda approval.
Madam Chair?
Mansur will do both. Madam Chair, I'm not.
You don't have the floor. You have not been recognized. Please let me speak.
By my request,
my
floor,
will you?
I'm not finished.
I will take care of both time.
Please go look for the agenda where Serene said it was.
Can I finish my request for information?
When we get to agenda approval, yes.
My request for information.
Yes.
Request for information.
When we get to agenda approval.
But I'm not talking about agenda approval right now.
You don't have the floor right now. I'm trying to move us through excused absences. When we get to agenda approval, we'll take this up. So Montour will be the... Excuse me? I can't hear you when I'm talking. When I'm talking, I cannot hear who's talking. So if you would just wait for a moment of... If you would just wait for a moment of silence, then I can hear who's talking.
You're in the wrong place in the agenda. How can I let you know that?
All right. The agenda says... Call to order by the pro tem chair, and I did it out of order. According to this agenda, which has not been approved yet, I'm doing it out of order, but it's not been approved yet, so I'm just doing the roll call right now. I mean, we did the roll call, and I'm doing timekeepers and excused absences.
Point of personal privilege.
What's your point of personal privilege?
We have a new member present. He should be introduced to the body, and his name wasn't, you know,
he should be introduced to the body. Serene, that is my job to do. Thank you very much. That was something that I was going to get to.
Yeah, Ms. Brooks is here.
Okay. So do we have any excused absences?
Andrea Tono asked for excused absence, but she didn't send it to the body. But she sent it to
John Goodman sent the excused absence as well to everybody.
Yeah,
she sent it to everybody. Right.
Benito took this back on this issue.
Please state what your reason for wanting to be on the stack. Is this a point of order? Is this a request for information? Otherwise, I can't recognize you.
Nancy, we're on the request for excuse absence. Is that correct?
Yes. Do you have a point of order?
I have a motion with regards to excuse absence.
I don't think that's the time to bring it up. And we need to do what we normally do, and then we can have a motion on this.
Okay, but are we not on excused absences?
Right. I'm asking for what do we have any excused absences, and then we vote on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Andrea Turner.
So we have Dan Goodman and Andrea Turner.
Right, that fell to the stack.
Madam Chair, can we just take this to a vote to excuse her, please?
Madam Chair, is this person recognized?
No one is recognized at the moment. I'm going to ask that we vote to excuse the people who are absent.
Object. Wait, Benito to the stack. I said I had a motion. I would like to be able to speak on this issue.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
We're
this is Rhonda Garner.
Why? I don't understand why this was not brought up before, that you were going to do this, that you didn't email us ahead of time. So we're going to just have to wait until we get to agenda approval, okay?
Well, I don't understand what you're asking.
We're going to wait until we get to agenda approval.
To do what?
To see if we can put your motion on the agenda.
No, well, no. This is about.
All right, you're out of order now.
If I may speak.
You're out of order now, Benito. Please, I want to vote on the accused absences.
Right.
Would you please take the roll?
That's exactly speak to.
Adriana, with a point of information, Madam Chair.
What's your request for information?
It's correct that a member cannot speak on the issue that you're asking, because I think that Benito is answering to the excuse absences that you are requesting. Maybe I'm misunderstanding him, but it's exactly that is what I heard.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Adriana. I don't see any motion on the email that was sent in, and there's nothing on the agenda about this. We haven't gotten to agenda approval yet. If he would like to put it on the agenda, then we will take that up when we get to agenda approval, but I'd like to get there first.
Madam Chair.
Request for information, Rhonda Garner.
Yes, Rhonda.
Has Benito put this motion in writing, and can he submit it to us, please?
Madam Chair.
I already said he hasn't sent it. And if I get interrupted, or if anyone else is interrupted while they're speaking, then I will not put you on the stack, and I will not recognize you. You must wait for a pause when there's no one speaking before you ask to be recognized. Do you all understand that?
Point of personal privilege.
The parliamentarian would like to speak.
Go ahead, John.
As far as the excused absences are concerned, I would like to know what. Are you going to excuse the altogether, or are you going to vote on them one by one? That's my question. Thank you.
Thank you. Right now, we're voting on them all together.
Okay. Now, it's normally the chair can put the motion. No other member needs to do that. The chair can ask if there is no objection, and these two members absences be excused.
Madam Chair,
all right.
Diana,
thank you. That's what I'm going to do.
And request for information, please.
Adriana, you didn't say why you want to be recognized.
It's a request for information, Madam Chair.
Okay, what's your request for information?
My request for information is, when is the time that the members can divide and vote individually in every excuse absent that is requested?
Well, if I get an objection to voting on them together, I think.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Holy shit. Come on.
Time is up for this category. 10 minutes for agenda approval.
Thank you. All right. We have two people. It seems that people want to divide this. Are we accepting the excused absence for Jan Goodman? I move that we accept. Somebody is speaking while I am speaking. They're not going to be recognized while I am speaking.
Madam Chair, point of personal privilege.
Yes, Benito.
Thank you. So, Adriana expressed much better what I was trying to say. And I did make a mistake earlier when I said I want to make a motion. That's actually incorrect. I just wanted to speak to each person's situation. There are two people we're talking about, and I just wanted to speak to one.
You want us to vote on one at a time?
No, that's not what I said, but although that is true, but I did not say that. I said I wanted to speak on one of them.
All right, well, let's do them individually. And so I move that we excuse the absence of Jan Goodman. She has emailed us and requested an excused absence.
I second.
Any discussion?
Any objections?
Any objections? Any objections? Any objections? Okay, no objections. Jan Goodman's absence is excused. Andrea Turner, I move that we excuse the absence of Andrea Turner.
Objection.
Second.
Objection.
You can't object until it's seconded.
Okay.
Mansoor seconded it.
It happened at the same time.
Is there a discussion?
Benito? Thank you, Madam Chair. Aki stated a few minutes ago that Andrea Turner told him that she couldn't show when she wanted a excused absence. That does not constitute notice to the board, and so she cannot be excused.
He's the secretary.
Okay. Does anybody want to speak in favor of Andrea Turner?
Absolutely. I would do that. Mansoor would do that. Aki is the secretary, and people would communicate with secretary whether they cannot make it to the meeting. Very simple. Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Sabrina. Sabrina speaks to this.
And yes, Sabrina. Yes, Sabrina.
I'm almost positive that at the last meeting, it was communicated that she's in Philadelphia with her mother. Her mother's in her home, and I don't know if she's transitioning yet, but that was my understanding. So.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Benito.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Benito.
Yeah, whatever the point that Ms. Jacobs just made, this is the first time I hear that. The bottom line is, in order for someone to be excused based on previous TMB decisions, they have to provide an email to the board, not to the secretary, but to the board.
Okay, I am going to ask that Aki forward Andrea Turner's request for an excused absence to the board, please. And I would like us to vote on considering Andrea Turner's situation, that will be taken into consideration when you vote whether or not to excuse her absence, okay? So, with that, let's take a vote on excusing Andrea Turner.
Point of information, Madam Chair. Really short.
Yes, Adriana.
Does the secretary have an email from Ms. Turner asking for an excuse absence?
Yes, he said he did.
No, he said that he talked to her. That is what I heard.
Oh, I thought he said he.
Exactly.
Aki, did you get an email from her, or did she call you?
Well, what happened was that I got an email from Andrea Turner,
And then I emailed her back and said, Andrea, would you notify the PNB? And that was the last email exchange I had with her.
Okay.
But she did not notice the PNB.
Madam Chair, Rhonda Garner.
Okay, so, all right, well, thank you very much. I think that, yes, Rhonda, what, do you have a point of order, or do you have any?
No, I had requested to make a statement and argue to excuse Ms. Turner. May I please
go ahead.
Yes.
I'm sorry,
okay.
Yes, you may.
I think that we should extend goodwill to all of our directors. Okay, she doesn't have a habit of missing a lot of meetings or anything like that. And it just seems like tonight we are once again being bogged down in process. We're 45 minutes into the meeting. We have not accomplished a thing. So everyone, please, let's just excuse Andrea Turner. It's simple. Let's be kind. Thank you.
Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you, Rhonda. Okay, can we go?
I had asked for the floor some time ago, long before Ms. Garner, I think, at the same time Benito did. But perhaps you didn't hear me.
I did not, and I'm going to need to make sure you're... Okay. Go ahead, Serene. What would you like the floor for?
I would like to urge people to excuse Ms. Turner's absence. I did not know that... I also was unfamiliar with the statement that the conditions that Sabrina mentioned. So perhaps that was said locally, and she thought it was said nationally. I didn't hear it nationally. But at any rate, Andrea is very involved in. She's a great daughter. She's a sister. She's a great daughter. So I would urge folks to. Grant her an excuse absence so that her participation is not in jeopardy. I don't even know if this is close to her third or whatever. It doesn't really matter. But I would urge folks to simply approve it and move on.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Can we go to
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
I think that...
When you are point of order, please take what you're... What is
this? Is this the email that you are talking about? Because Ms. Turner is saying that she has a prior community-based commitment. That's why she will not be in this call. She doesn't talk about any hospital.
So what happened was she said, what happened, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What happened was she emailed Aki. Aki asked her to email the board, and then we have not heard from him since then. So she has not emailed the board. So
I just read what Aki just sent to us, the email from Ms. Turner.
Okay, right. Okay, that's what I asked him to do. So can we vote on this now, please?
Sure. Okay, go ahead. Grace, on?
Yes.
Grace is yes. All right. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Brown is yes. Adriana? Yes or no?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Bill Corger?
Yes.
What is this? Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes, all right. And Benita Diaz?
No.
Okay. And Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Rhonda is yes. Jan Goodman is not here. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay. And Ken Lofer?
Yes.
All right. And Dwayne? Long?
Yes.
Dwayne's okay. Serene Novice?
What was that?
That was Dwayne. He's a new person from KPFT.
Oh.
Serene Novice?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Monsieur Sabat?
Yes.
Sabat, yes. Chairman Scruggs?
Yes.
Scruggs, yes. Nancy Sultan?
Yes.
Sultan, yes. Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Tanaka Shibanda? What's that, Timba? Timba, what did you say? Okay, I'll take you as the abstention then. Maskila, Washington?
Yes.
Okay,
He's passing, so you need to go back to him eventually. Okay.
No, okay. And Andrea Turner says, my God. Okay. All right. Timba?
Dave Beaton on the call. Hockey Dave Beaton.
Oh, David. Okay. Well, how do you vote, David? This is excuse me, Andrea
yes.
Turner? All right.
Yes.
All right. So only one left is Timba. What do you say, Timba?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Timba is yes. All right. And then we get back to Adriana is abstained. All right.
Okay.
17-1-1. Okay. 17-1-0-1 abstention. So agenda approval starting at 6:27.
Okay. Yeah. And in view of the fact that we have, as Serene pointed out to me, we haven't approved the agenda yet, but I would like to welcome Dwayne Lark from KPFT. He's the new director who's replacing Robert Mark from KPFT, who stepped down last month. Welcome, Dwayne. Dwayne, is it Dwayne?
It is Dwayne.
It's Dwayne.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for stepping up to do this.
Point of information, Jim Brown.
Yes, Jim.
Can the new member at least give a short introduction as to who he is? Because we know nothing about him.
Okay. Yes, please do, Dwayne.
Well, thank you. My name is Dwayne and Mark. I am a former board chair of the KPFT LSB years 2015-2016. I am a community servant and have supported radio for over 40 years. I hope to represent the KPFT family with honor and distinction and hopefully raise some money and help us out of this miry clay. My mission is to serve.
Thank you so much for your comments and for telling us a little bit about yourself. And, Jim, thank you very much for asking Dwayne to do so. I'm really flustered, and I appreciate everybody's help. So the next thing on the agenda is agenda approval. We have an agenda from Serene. Is there a motion to approve this agenda?
I have a question, please.
Wait. Okay. One second. Aki was speaking. Go ahead, Aki.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Yes, Serene.
Okay. Well, you know, there's nothing to talk about until the motion on the agenda and the second are approved. So Adriana and I both moved at the same time, but I didn't hear that either.
Well, Aki was trying to get the floor and he was interrupted. As I said before, I'm not giving the floor to anyone who interrupts someone else who is speaking. Okay? So, Aki, please go ahead. What was your question?
Okay. I have a particular item that Grace Allen wanted to put in the closed session agenda, but I received at 8:30. And so it was really at the last minute, and I couldn't really decide. And some people felt that it shouldn't. So I think that body should discuss whether the motion that was sent to everybody at 8:30 should belong in the open session or closed session.
Okay. Okay, Aki, I think that you have to wait for that until we get to the agenda approval, which we haven't done yet because it wasn't moved to be approved until before you started speaking. So does anybody move to approve the agenda?
Hey, Brianna and I moved simultaneously, which means you have a move.
Serena, you were doing that after Aki started speaking. Okay, so I need somebody
to move. That's not what happened.
Thank you. Okay, Adriana moves the agenda approval. Okay. And we have a second? Serene. Okay.
Alex on the stack. And Benito.
Okay.
And Benito.
Okay. And Aki, I will put you on there as well.
Okay.
Alex, go ahead.
Okay, there is a motion on the agenda regarding the KPFA director's elections, and I would like to move that up on the agenda because I think that matter should be decided. There's a time-critical factor here because we have to decide that before the 2018 directors come on board, and I'm not sure how many more meetings we'll have to get to that, so I'd like to make sure that happened tonight.
Okay.
So I'd like to move that right after minutes approval, that particular motion.
Okay. Did everyone see the motion that Alex submitted by email at 8:45 p.m.?
No.
It's motion regarding the KPFA delegate replacement and PNB listener director's election. And it's item six on the agenda. And he would like to move that to right after minutes. Minutes approval? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Deanna?
Okay.
And I'd like to...
Benito,
hey, Deanna?
Wait 1 second, please. 1 second, please. Adriana, are you... Are you speaking to move this to Alex's request to move this?
I want to make a friendly amendment to Mrs. Steinberg because I believe that the item before that, the number five, 2016 delegate election ballot recount results, is the one that is the basis for the motion that he's sending. I think that those two should be one after another.
Exactly.
Chair?
And Benito,
so, Alex, would you accept that friendly amendment?
It's okay with me, yeah.
Okay. All right. So then actually that makes the agenda stay the same way that it was originally. Okay.
Madam Chair,
Benito was next on the stack for agenda. Did you want to
in favor of this agenda or against this agenda?
Madam Chair, may I speak?
Yes.
Okay, I would amend the agenda to put affiliate director's election to the top after minutes approval and before these other two motions, given that we're in the middle of that election and it has to be finalized just in the same way that some kind of resolution of the KPFA situation has to be finalized so folks can get seats. But we're in the middle of that election right now, and we need to make some decisions so that they can... second defense.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Who's that? Who seconded?
Jim.
Okay. Is there any discussion on this? Moving item number eight to before the delegate election ballot recount results.
Request for information, Bill.
Yes, Bill. You have the floor.
Is there a motion associated with number eight? Because I don't understand what we're moving up. I didn't see a motion. Is there one?
I do not know.
That goes along with this?
I do not know. Benito, is there a motion associated with this?
I don't currently have a motion, but I thought that the issue needed to be dealt with before anything else.
Okay, so that's your motivation for this? Is there any discussion on any other discussion on this?
Just like I said, I mean, we're in the middle of counting the ballots, and there's an issue as to somebody's vote or ballot, and I think that needs to be resolved one way or the other.
I would like to know, does that affect these other two items? Anyways, anyone want to speak?
Yes, can you hear me?
For moving this or not moving it?
This is the third time I'm asking for the floor. Can you hear me, Robert?
Now I hear you, Serene. Go ahead.
I want to urge people to stop making amendments, to simply extend the time so we can get to what's on there and get to what's on there. I know there are already, two motions on the floor, so I'm not currently making a motion, but I'd like to join the stack to make a motion about the agenda.
We need to deal with moving this item. Does anybody else want to speak to moving this item or against it?
Madam Chair?
One person at a time, please.
Was there a second? Point of procedure. Was there a second?
Jim seconded.
Okay, thank you.
Adriana?
Madam Chair, I object to moving that item before the
okay.
The other.
Wait, Alex. Wait, Adriana spoke just before you. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I believe that we should before get the issue of the delegate election ballot recount and the motion regarding the KPFA delegate replacement. But I think that, we will have, obviously, we need to have a motion or we need to talk about the affiliate director election update. And I believe that that should be after the motion regarding KPFA delegate.
Okay. So, you say what should be the affiliates should be after?
Yes.
Is that what you said? I'm sorry. Okay. All right. I agree with what Serene said. If we keep doing this, we're going to run out of time and we won't get to anything. So if we just, keep going, we might get to it, but we'll get to all of it. So I think let's vote on moving this item up on the agenda. Aki, could you take... wait a minute. Are there any objections to moving this up on the main agenda?
I
object. Is this Benito's amendment?
Yeah, to move item 8 up to before number 5. I heard objections. Aki, could you please take the vote?
I make an amendment, Madam Chair.
What? You did? I'm sorry. Did you?
Yes, I said that I agreed to put it up, but after the motion regarding KPFA delegates replacement.
Well, then it would be in the same. Okay, so before the communications motion. Before the communications motion. Okay.
Exactly.
So, Benito, do you accept that friendly amendment?
I didn't understand. Can Adriana, can you say that again?
Yeah, okay. You wanted to move item 8, affiliates director's election, to before the delegate elections, ballot recount results.
Right.
Lady Anna asked you if we could just move it up to before the communications motions item on the agenda.
No.
Okay. Okay, so what do we do now? He doesn't accept it. Do we vote on it then? Sorry.
Yes. If somebody second mine, we vote in my amendment first.
I second.
Okay, let's have a roll. I'm very sorry. I'm getting mixed up here. We had Benito's motion to move it up to before number five. We had Adriana's friendly amendment, which Benito did not accept. So now, does Adriana's amendment, friendly amendment, become an amendment to Benito's amendment? I don't think it does, because you can't have two amendments on the floor at the same time. So we have to vote on Benito's amendment to move it to number five. Aki, would you please take the roll call?
Okay. So, all right. So this is the
amendment.
Where are we at?
Can we have an amendment of an amendment?
Yes.
Mr. Tatum.
I'm talking to Mr. Tatum. No, we have to vote on Benito's amendment.
Okay. This is Mr. Tatum speaking. Adriana asked for a friendly amendment, and therefore the person who she requested the friendly amendment to was Benito. And he said no. So then that means the friendly amendment cannot be there. You have to go on with the meeting.
Madam Chair, didn't I say this? Then it's an amendment, not a friendly amendment, just an amendment, and was seconded by Celine Roberts?
I heard Benito say that he does not accept the friendly amendment, so it dies right there. That's where it dies.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we need to vote. We need to vote on Benito's amendment.
Okay. So Benito's amendment is to move item number 8 to item item 5. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. So we'll make item 8 as item 5, replacing the delegate election recounting. Okay. All right. So, Grace?
Yeah.
Item 8. Okay. Is she asked? Okay. Jonathan is not here. Okay. David Beaton?
No.
Beaton is no. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Brown is yes. Okay. Adriana? Yes.
No.
Preston is no. Bill Closure?
No.
Closure is no. Catherine Davis?
No.
This is no. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Diaz is yes. Juan Medrano?
Garner votes no.
No, Connor is not. Okay. Gentlemen, thank you. Serena Jacobs?
No.
Jacobs, no. Ken Loeffler?
No.
Okay, Loeffler's no. And Duane?
No.
Duane Locke? Okay. And no. Serena Roberts?
I abstain, but waiting time.
Serena abstains. Marshall Sapar?
No.
Mr. Flores, no. Okay, Chia Sparks? Chia? Okay, let's see. Chia?
Would you have your vote? Okay, Chairman Snow. All right, Nancy Sullivan?
Abstain.
Okay, Nancy Sullivan.
This is Grace. I changed my vote to no.
Okay, Grace is no. All right, and Alex Steinberg?
No.
Okay, Alex Simons, no. Tanaka abstains. Temba, Shalanda? Temba? Thank you, back to you. Muscula, Washington?
Temba says no.
Okay, Temba says no. Okay, Muscula?
I abstain.
Okay, you abstain. All right. So, two yes, 13 no, and four abstentions. So, Benito's amendment is. So, what is the main motion that we're working on?
To approve the agenda. What, Mansoor, what time are, how are we on time on approving the agenda?
You're about like 30 minutes over to approval of the agenda,
okay.
But it's okay,
right.
It's Pacifica.
He sent it. I think it goes with item six. So I think it's already on the agenda. So I think it's already, if we vote on the agenda, his motion will be to have a place to be on the agenda. Okay?
Madam Chair.
I see. But don't we move it before approving the amended agenda?
Let me answer, Aki. I think we should vote on whether or not that motion goes onto the agenda without any debate because we're out of time. Okay, now, yes, Serene.
And
request information, Madam Chair.
Okay, two people were speaking at the same time, and somebody is speaking while I am speaking, and I'm not going to recognize anyone that is speaking while I am speaking. And if you want the floor, mute until there is no one speaking.
Request for information.
Did you give the floor to Serene, Madam Chair?
Did you not give me the floor?
I did not.
You said
I did not.
Oh, my God.
Well, I actually forget, okay? I actually forget, but I know people were speaking when I was speaking. And you have to wait. Sorry. If I made a mistake, I apologize.
Someone else started speaking.
I make mistakes, all right? I'm not perfect. It doesn't matter. My word is final right now. And if I can, I will get to you, okay? But I'm not going to get to anyone that is speaking while I am speaking, or that is speaking while someone else has the floor. I'm not going to give it the floor to anyone that interrupts anyone else, unless there's a point of order and you are, and your point of order, you are speaking while I am speaking, Serene. I am not going to give you the floor. If anyone wants to interrupt someone else, the point of order, I'm not giving you the floor until you stop speaking while I am speaking.
Move on, go on.
If you would like to make a point of order while someone else is speaking, your point of order must address a rule that they broke while they were speaking. Okay. Serene, would you like to have the floor?
Thank you for giving me back the floor after allowing someone else to interrupt me and declaring that you were speaking so no one could speak.
Oh,
I asked earlier to extend the meeting.
I may take the floor away from you, Serene.
Calm down, please. I ain't got time.
Okay. I'm going to take the floor away from you unless you are being respectful.
Nancy, if you want me to pretend that you didn't say what I heard you say, I can't do that. But I would like to take a moment.
I told you, I may have heard you or not. I don't remember.
I'm not going to recognize you if you're going to keep interrupting me. That's the bottom line.
Well, I don't recognize you right now, so we're about even.
Well, I'm sorry you don't have the power to recognize me, so I could...
Oh, it's about power.
Okay.
Sure. Is it true?
All right, now, who was asking me?
Benito requested...
Right now, we are going to vote on whether or not Alex's motion is going on the agenda, and we're not having a debate about it because we're past time. So, Aki, would you please take the vote?
I don't think that's...